From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. When operas first appeared, about 400 years ago, they tended to be built around great stories of the Western tradition, mythological tales, historical legends. Well, we've come a long way from Monteverdi's Orfeo. A Russian composer, Vitaly Okorokov, has a new opera called Monica Lewinsky. In one scene, a CIA director sings an aria called I Did Not Invite You, Monica, for a Cocktail. Then there was a recent opera in London by composer Richard Thomas called Jerry Springer, the opera. If that sounds preposterous, well, it earned 8 nominations for the Laurence Olivier Awards, the top theater accolades in London. But today's opera composers aren't the only ones thinking outside the box. In the early 20th century, Leos Janáček created some brilliant operas out of what, on the surface, appeared to be equally loopy ideas. In 1920, he set part of one opera on the moon. The odd creatures living there turned out to be fussy art aficionados. A few years later, Janáček turned a comic strip filled with barnyard animals into an opera called The Cunning Little Vixen. The opera contains some of his most touching and inventive music. Today on World of Opera, we present Janáček's charming little operatic fable in a production from Houston Grand Opera, conducted by Patrick Summers. The Cunning Little Vixen, on this edition of NPR World of Opera.